And as a little further evidence of that, in 1 Corinthians 9, we can see that Paul did not think less of Barnabas as well, because Paul speaks of Barnabas and says, is it only I and Barnabas that have the authority to do such and such? And so he also, you know, you sometimes hear of cases where one says, well, we saw things differently, and now I just don't trust this, you know, this brother's ministry, this sister's character. It wasn't that way either, even for Paul and Barnabas. And it goes right in line with what was being said. There was a sharp contention. It simply was the fact that they couldn't reconcile their two opposite views. And the reality was they went separately. And what Satan thought would be an interruption of the work, it became a doubling of the work. We might say it that way. Now they could go two different places. And Paul took Timothy, Paul took Silas, and Barnabas took John Mark, and there was further growth. When Barnabas was separated for the work, another little point of this is that he remembered where he was from. He was from Cyprus, and when the calling came in Acts 13, it was a very generic call. It said, separate Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have given to them. It doesn't say where they should go. The first place they went, though, is Cyprus. They set sail for Cyprus. I just would imagine, if you would permit it, that Barnabas and Saul, later Paul, they're having conversation. Well, we've been given a ministry. Where should we go? Barnabas says, you know, I would really love to go home. I would really love to bring this message to those I know, to those in Cyprus. And we've seen him, perhaps he came to Jerusalem at the time of the feast, for example, the time of Pentecost. Maybe that's why he was there from Cyprus in Jerusalem. And then perhaps he was converted and stayed, just considering. He may have been following the Lord Jesus even from earlier than that, because later on he's even called an apostle in some passages, and so perhaps he had been following the Lord for a long time, as was considered for those who were called apostles. But for whatever purpose it was, he was there in Jerusalem, but he was from Cyprus, and that's where he loved to go back in their initial ministry. He was a giver, both in material things and also in spiritual things.
Just a note to add to that, what you said. The calling of Barnabas is not on earth, it is also connected with Paul's calling from heaven. And we have to keep that in mind. Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
I meant to add, you know, so he was a giver. He was a giver of his time. Because when he retrieved Paul, or Saul, who was Paul, they spent a whole year in Antioch. So he spent a whole year, not in Cyprus, not in Jerusalem, but in Antioch. So he had to give his time for the establishment of the saints. And Antioch became a very powerful testimony, as we know, in that period of time. Very powerful testimony in Antioch. That's where they were first called Christian.
But you will see, but never lose sight. He started, or Barnabas came to the picture, with the thought that he gave all. And I think that's a key point, dear brethren, because giving is a very hard thing sometimes for the saints. To give, seriously, let's face it. But I really believe if we are willing to give up what is considered the most important thing to men, then this person can be used for the rest of the book of Acts. But it has to start that he was willing to give it up for the needs of the saints and for the needs at that present time. And the question is, the challenge to us, if we are toying on the line of faithfulness, are we willing as well to dig into these pockets and be willing to give for the needs of the saints? Because once I'm willing to, you cannot serve two masters, you know. And the master that the Lord compared was the money. So if we can serve the Lord and despise, not despise it in the sense we need it, but give it up for the sake of Christ, then we are vessels fit for the master's use.
The one other characteristic of Barnabas before we move on is in chapter 13 of the book of Acts, and that is they he and Paul together would speak about the importance of the Word of God, spoken first to the Jews, but now we turn to the nations. They had the capacity to see the bigger picture. Faithfulness also implies that I am learning and I am responding to God's bigger picture. It wasn't just, now Paul had, you know, just as he said, Barnabas had a penchant to go to Cyprus. Paul had a penchant to go to the synagogues. Why? Because he was Jewish. He wanted to reach his brethren. But it came to the point where they realized that God's plan was so much bigger and so much better and so much more engaging. It says that they turned to the nations. We turned to the Gentiles, and they wanted to bring what was deposited to them, what was entrusted to them, this word of God, and now they would take it to the nations.
Just one comment to add to that in verse 3. Acts 13, verse 3, at the end in the King James, it says they sent them away. But that's a wrong translation. It means really they let them go. So they realized they had been called by the Lord from heaven, and now the assembly there in Antioch let them go. So they were not sent by the assembly in Antioch, and the Antioch let them go in full fellowship, but they were sent by the Lord from the glory.
But I was also thinking of the major situation, if just before we move on, the major situation that occurred with the Judaizers who came down and corrupted an atmosphere among the brethren in Antioch. And who goes up? Who takes up the matter? It's Paul and Barnabas. And letters, after the decision's been made, letters coming from Jerusalem with Paul and Barnabas and those who came with them to support the findings and the spiritual judgment that was made. So I think you see an intelligence on the part of Barnabas in association with Paul here in this very important matter, because it could have been a tremendous division, creating a Jewish assembly and a Christian assembly.
And even Barnabas Barnabas was led astray by Peter's influence. Yeah. But yes. He was also restored.
Yes. Yeah.
Peter was restored, Barnabas was restored.
And just a quick thing about what you said, David, in regard to that they sent Paul and Barnabas and two other with them.
Mm-hmm.
Faithfulness breeds faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the influence of being firm for the Lord. There are two. There is Silas and Barnabas who really went with them. So that is really the thing that, yeah, these two are faithful, but they weren't again. There is always a continuation of a younger generation, because I believe these other two were younger than Paul and Barnabas. But they have seen that faithfulness, and they were trustworthy to go again as younger brothers with these two older brothers. Mm-hmm. And in the end, like Paul took with him Silas. And you read more about Silas later on, how he was faithful to the Lord.
I want to say a word about sisters.
Yeah?
He had a good sister. He had a good sister.
Paul.
Barnabas had a good sister.
And so was Paul.
You know what? Because when Peter was thrown in jail, they were having prayer meeting in her house.
Yeah.
And how wonderful. I certainly would say, dear sisters, sometimes a lot of work is done, because I certainly would say this woman always prayed for Barnabas and his work and his ministry. And maybe when there was sharp contention, there were many saints that were praying, and especially her. So he had a godly sister. We thank God for our sisters.
You forgot to mention what you always mention about the sisters who wrote the hymns.
Oh, amen. 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 That's true.